On any given day, there are 25,000 people on Oklahoma State's Stillwater campus. How does the university keep that many people safe? With a cutting-edge emergency operations center, located in the basement of University Health Services. Welcome to the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Maggie Burke. I talked to the captain of emergency operations, Dan Ray, as well as OSU Chief of Police, Leon Jones, about the impacts this facility has on campus.
We have our own space that is fully isolated if needed from anything else on campus, can be completely secure. We also have our own ventilation system in here. We also have our own generator, and we have the ability to operate for extended periods of time if needed, without really much assistance from the outside.
What impact could this room have, or has this room had, on campus?
I think that the Emergency Operations Center is kind of a hidden gem. There's not a lot of people on campus that I think that know it's here. We want more people to know it's here, because we are able and we are confident that we can help manage, respond, and recover to any event that we might have. We work very hard to make sure our plans are up to date, that we have plans for whatever may come our way. We know that you can't plan for every situation and every scenario, but we practice so that if those scenarios change, and we do exercises, so if those scenario changes, that we can best respond to try to make sure that everybody that's on campus, whether it be a visitor or faculty, staff, or student, that they're as safe as possible, and we can get back to a normal life after an event as quickly as possible.
What events has this room been used for?
So this room has only been fully activated a couple of different times for actual events, one being the latest being the pandemic. We were fully operational for almost a week at the beginning of the pandemic when OSU was determining how we were going to respond to the pandemic, and also to, as OSU assisted the state in the testing of samples for COVID-19.
What events outside of the pandemic has it been used for?
So I mentioned that we had a full activation. When I mean a full activation, that means there's 11 people as part of the emergency operation group. We'll have everybody down here. We do also have what's called limited activations, and it is on a limited activation numerous times throughout the year. Every football game, we have a limited activation of the Emergency Operations Center to monitor, to coordinate everything that surrounds OSU football games. As we grow in population as a community, we have to be ready and able to handle, you know, whatever events may come, whether it be weather, whether it be a traffic issue, whether it be an earthquake right before a game, as we've seen in the past. There is a limited activation during all football games and any other large events that might bring in a large crowd.
Who comes down and works here and is involved with that when you do limited activation?
So it really depends on what kind of event it is. For football games, I'm down here myself. We also have a dispatcher, so specifically to handle emergency communications. And we have a representative from the public information office or brand management, so that they monitor a lot of social media from down here surrounding whatever event it is we're working. And then we also have coordination with our command post at the stadium, where there's a lot more people, but we're working hand in hand, and this is a place for them to transition to if needed. For different events, we've had in the past a network outage that we had to call in more IT or, you know, network specific individuals to help out here. So on the limited activation, it really depends on what the event is.
What day-to-day work is done here?
So day-to-day, we manage the emergency plans for the university as well as OSU Tulsa campus. So we have plans on how are we going to walk through if, like I said earlier, an earthquake hits campus. What are our steps if an emergency happens at the airport, since we have a flight center? So all those plans, we have outlines to discuss how are we going to best handle those in the case of those events. Weather is the main one. So we have weather plans and we maintain those, update those. We also watch the weather, the forecast, to see if there's going to be any impact with upcoming weather events on the university. We also host lectures down here for different groups across campus, especially in fire protection and emergency, in the emergency management program. Our emergency communications center is located in this room, and so really they're here 24/7. So there is somebody in the emergency operations center 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, that are able to get things started in case of an emergency. Our mass notification system is managed and originates from down here in the EOC. Our dispatchers are able to send out those notifications in a moment's notice and then get that process started for us to start responding to whatever the event may be as quickly as we can.
Who deems which emergencies are necessary for people to come here?
Several people, anybody on the emergency operations group. So we mentioned a little bit earlier about the emergency operations group. It consists of key individuals from different departments around campus, including athletics, facilities management, research compliance, student conduct, information technology, just numerous different departments. And if they have an emergency that is in their area, they can say, you know, they can make that decision, we need to activate the emergency operations center. It can also be done by the chief of police, the director of public safety, any of the vice presidents.
Say there were a tornado happening and it was called and is deemed an emergency. Walk me through what the process would look like activating this room and handling the situation.
Okay, so if we had a tornado that had affected OSU or anything close to OSU's property, or a notification would be sent to the emergency operations group outlining what had occurred and then requesting that they come to the emergency operations center. Once they're here, we have the big conference table you see behind us here. They each have a seat at that table. Each one of them has their own computer and documents that they have access to be able to help assist in their areas. And then those people that are around this table that are part of the emergency operations group, they have their own employees to be able to assist in responding and recovering from the tornado. So if we had one of our buildings was damaged by this tornado, facilities management obviously would just be very busy with employees going to check for structural safety and handling electrical issues and debris cleanup and that type of things. Well, we also have residential life as a part of this group. They're looking to rehouse people. Where are we going to relocate them? We also have, you know, research compliance. If it's close to one of our research buildings, they know what research is being done that could have been affected, that may be dangerous or not dangerous, but affected by whatever the event is. And then, you know, we have athletics. If for some reason we needed 50 bike rack barricades to cordon off an area to make a safe area for where this debris field is at, then we could ask them because they have that information.
So, what other features have we may not talked about yet?
So we have connection with not only local agencies, our local partners, City of Stillwater, Payne County from down here, in multiple ways. We have radio communications, we have telephone communications. We can also contact the State Emergency Operations Center from down here and coordinate with them. If the event was of the magnitude that it was too big for us to handle locally, then we would reach out to our outside partners. We have access to all of the surveillance cameras across campus. There's approximately 1,000 surveillance cameras. We have the ability to monitor weather from down here on several different levels. Not maybe quite as much as a news station, but we do have a lot of capabilities for weather forecasting and monitoring down here. We also have our own lightning detection system that is housed down here that allows us to know if there's lightning approaching the university. If we have intramurals athletics going on the intramural fields, that way they get the notification that, you know, there may be some unsafe weather coming.
The EOC is staffed 24/7, which means OSU is always ready for the unexpected. I sat down with OSU Chief of Police Leon Jones about the importance of having police dispatch active in the EOC.
First, let me give props to Ron Hill, who built this. This years ago, it was a storage. And to see the transformation of it was just great. And so he laid the groundwork for us. And the vision was to have it to be the center location for any emergencies that come up on campus. But it has played a lot more roles than that, which is great. It's been like a hidden secret, but we wanted to be transparent and get it out there for everyone. With the transformation of things that was happening, keeping everything up to date, it just made sense to move dispatch here, kind of make this place a warm spot, as you might call it, because emergency operations center should be ready to go and not be activated when an emergency happens. So moving dispatch down here just made more sense.
And you mentioned that it's been used for a lot more roles than only emergencies. What are some of the things it's been used for?
Well, exercises, we use that for exercises, but when the pandemic hit, it played an integral role in that. Really showed its true potential. And after that kind of helped us take off a lot more, and that's when, you know, Dan Ray really got to work and getting everything in networked and set up the way it's kind of like I envisioned it to go.
What events has this room been used for?
So, not to mention the pandemic, we had a flood, I believe that was back in 2017 to 2018 when we just got a lot of water. Dan Ray, they opened it up that morning and got the feeds from City of Stillwater, let them know what streets were down. We were able to come down here and just make plans and see what we needed to do and try to make it so that the campus know where to go, what they can't do, and if we'd have to close campus or what have you. But it was a great spot to be able to make decisions when everybody is in the same space. Then even when we have threats to campus, we come down here where normally we'd be looking for a place to set up. This takes care of that. And then having all the camera feeds and stuff makes it even better so we can see. We don't have to go in the dispatch and look over their shoulder and ask them what they're doing. It's all right here.
What kind of future events is the EOC prepared to handle?
Last year we started a Citizens Academy for students where they get 3 hours college credit. And want to use this place for training during the police academy. Even want to have the people from the emergency management department come down and teach. We want to give people real life experience, even if it's not an incident, which we hope that it's not, but you never know. Earthquakes, where we've been having them, this spot would be activated, like you said, tornadoes, even flooding, or network outages. And we have been through all those. Even, I'd hate to say like bomb threat pursuits, we can all get down here and put all our heads together without having to try to make the phone calls to get everybody in at once.
You touched on the academic programs that happen here. What are some of those programs?
So with our police academy, we give students, it's a semester long, we give students the insight of what we do. I think it's really important that everybody know why we're here and why we do it. And it just helps with community policing. So it answers their question of why you're doing this. Now they know. And the same with the Citizens Academy for faculty and staff. We'd like to get interns here from the emergency management program because we know we got one of the best in the nation. Kind of give them an idea of what it really looks like, practical. Like, it just makes more sense that if we have it, we need to use it. And it keeps it up and running. It keeps everything up to date. And we just received a grant from Dr. Sewell, which helped us quite a bit to get this thing up and running and standardized.
A lot of people don't know about this facility. What would you want the public to know about this room that could put parents at ease, students at ease, everyone on campus?
It's nice to know that people that make the decisions can come to one central location and do it. That way everybody's on the same page. Everybody gives the same answers. And all the incidents that may happen is all taken care of collectively. I'd love for people to just come down and take a tour of it. It's nothing secret to see how it would operate if something was to go or something was to happen on campus or even off campus, since we partner with Stillwater, Payne County. It's good when it's quiet, but it's also nice to know that if we need it, we have it.
plans and procedures are continuously updated by the Emergency Operations Department. To learn more about how OSU is keeping campus safe, visit safety.okstate.edu. Thank you for listening to this episode of the Inside OSU podcast. I'm Maggie Burke. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe.